Back at it again.
What's up, man?
Back here. What is it? Friday, the what? 27th? 2 days after Christmas.
2 days after Christmas. Merry Christmas, mother effer.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas to the audience. Or late Christmas.
Late Christmas. Is that going into a new year?
Yeah. Oh, you got your New Year's resolution, new year, new you?
No, not me.
Same piece of shit as 2000.
Well, I mean, I got some goals in mind, but like, I don't really.
What's your goals? You ain't told me this.
Well, let's jump into that. Well, first, let's get into this. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good. It's the same as always for the last couple of years. It's about the kids. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I'll just say
so that. So what's the hints and holiday schedule like? What you got? You got to go to your mom's on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, no, we do that in the morning. So my wife has, her mom and dad are divorced, so her dad really just doesn't really come around on that. Not that he just chooses not to, now he's not welcome. So my wife has two sets of grandparents. Mm-hmm. So that's my kid's great-grandparents. So Christmas Eve, we head over the hill, eat dinner, let the girls open up their gifts from that great-grandparent.
What'd you have for dinner?
Oh, we just had kind of like a little smorgasbord. So my father-in-law and his brother, their work gives them $75 each of Heavenly Ham.
Ah.
So they go to Heavenly Ham and get $150 worth of food and bring it over. So we had that.
So she doesn't have to cook.
Right. So basically, we just kind of had like a lunch and pigged out. Lunch and dinner.
Right.
Because there's so much. And so we do that Christmas Eve, kind of just chill out around the house. Then Christmas, we get up early. They open gifts there. Then we're at my mom's at 8 to open up gifts there. And we do a big breakfast there.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my job, I had to go out and work 4 hours. So I left at 10, hit the streets. Then met Chelsea at her grandmother in Elkview for gifts, all that dinner. And then back to my mom's about 5 to do like a little thing with Dana and April, like a little exchange.
Oh, they
like,
come over.
Yeah, like a little white elephant gift.
What is that? What is the meaning of that?
All right, so basically it's hidden presents.
Okay.
And then you draw, so we had 9 of us. You draw numbers 1 through 9. The first person gets to open up a present. And if they like, the first person kind of sucks because you don't get to steal. So the first person might get a case of beer. And then if I'm number 2, I can open up and get a candle. And I'm like, I don't want this candle, so I'm taking your beer. They're stuck with the candle. And it trickles all the way down to the end. So you really want to be the end, because at the end, you got the last gift.
Then you can snatch somebody's.
You can snatch
the best
bodies, and that's it. That's
really
wrap.
Never knew that, because I've seen that on.
It's good.
I've seen that on a questionnaire. Like, what was the best way to give gifts?
Yep.
One was like Secret Santa. The other one, I can't remember what the other one was called. And then the white elephant was on there. I was like,
so
where'd they come up with that at?
Yeah. So there was a lot of them, and I always had lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a. One of the big things of popcorn, and then I had it wrapped, but on the bottom I had taped
to the
an envelope ticket. And there was $10 worth of lottery tickets in there.
Mm.
And see, nobody knew it, but then Dana got it and he's like, oh, I guess I got some popcorn. And then somebody was like, there's an envelope on the bottom, and I'm like, shh, like so then everybody wanted that. So,
right.
You know, okay. Sometimes it's good, and then sometimes the gifts are lame.
What'd you get?
What'd I get? I got.
Who got the best gift?
Well, there was a couple. Chelsea had lottery tickets that was involved.
So it's basically nothing over like the $25.
We just set
mark.
A limit. We did. I think we did $20.
$20 limit.
There was somebody got a nice blanket, a real nice blanket. Somebody got a car wash kit. Honestly. Oh, I got this big thing. The girls wanted me to keep it. I didn't want it. It was like this big family size Kit Kat. Fucking thing was huge.
Oh, did it have all the small Kit Kats in
there? Yeah, but it was like a million of them.
Yeah, I've seen that. I saw it on a mukbang.
Oh, the girls wanted it.
Dude, the guy made this guy, his name's Eric the Electric, and he made this like, he did this like Christmas mukbang where he ate like 20,000 calories for the day.
Yeah.
And he made this like dessert casserole. It was ridiculous, dude. But he showed in the background like this big ass Kit Kat bar. It's like, dude, how's he gonna break all that down? He's like, and he opens it and he just starts dumping out like this mountain of like small Kit Kats. I was like, ah, that makes sense.
Somebody got the Chick-fil-A card.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a real good one.
And there was a couple other things. It's sometimes you just get screwed. So somebody did get a candle. It was like, oh, you got it. I think Kev got the candle.
Damn, Kev.
He's a guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Would y'all shut up and go home?
So then
after that, we just brought all this shit in the house and packed it upstairs. So
ours was Christmas Eve. We always go over to Taylor's aunt, Susu's, over in South Charleston with her son and GT. And she does, like, snack bar with, like, sandwiches and stuff. And then we exchange gifts. She gives us a lottery ticket. And I don't know if you've noticed this now. I don't know if you've gotten this treatment or not. But, like, now that, I'm married, it's, like, joint gifts.
Oh, yeah.
So like they'll pass out. They'll give me my gift first, and I think it was like an ornament and some lottery tickets, maybe one lottery ticket. Did that and was like, cool, thanks. And then this one's for Taylor and Ryan. I'm like, all right. And Taylor's like, you can open. I'm like, and this is how I've always been in my life, where like you go to someone's house that you get those kind of gifts where you're just like, you try to, I can't like with my facial expressions, like act like my daughter has perfected the art of like geeking out over like,
but she
really, I
could
give
like
her that kettlebell over there in the corner and she would like freak out because it's in wrapping paper and all this stuff. For me, it's just like, I open and I'm like, oh, thanks.
Cool.
And Tara's like, you open. I'm like, no, you open it. And it was ended up being like towels or something, but we did that and, talked for a little bit. And the coolest thing about hanging out over there is this year was she had this, like, she had these snowballs that were, like, soft snowballs. And they were just, like, and I just kept throwing them across the room and, like, hitting Laura in the face. And she was getting livid pissed with me. I just kept hitting her and banging. Marty would run through the house. I'd just go whacking him right on top of the head.
What my man GT said.
He's like, you don't know how to stop not getting in trouble, do you? I was like, it's kind of fun for me.
What about you, GT?
How much trouble you been in? But did that at Christmas Eve at Susu's. And then Saturday morning we got up, kind of like you guys did at your mom's, made breakfast, but opened gifts. And her parents came in the weekend that we got back from Vegas. So they dropped all the gifts off from down that way. And then, dude, it was like, I bet Ev and Bear opened up gifts, and Taylor, they probably opened up gifts for like an hour, hour and a half. It was like ridiculous. It was just, I'm like, is this ever going to end? And they're on, they're on FaceTime and they're doing their thing. They're opening the gifts that Taylor got them and all this stuff, and the kids got them.
Was Jerry there?
No. But so he was here, but my grandmother was in town. He brought her down, and Marty was like pooped. So we took him over to mom's and he slept and dad watched him. So Jerry got out of breakfast. And
he gained three finger pulls.
No pull. Said his stomach was hurting, because that night we did like a surf and turf with GT. Susu came back with her son, Jason, and we just ate and like hung out or whatever. Yeah. And he was cooking the steaks out here. And he's like, his stomach was all messed up. I was like, and he's notorious. So if you give him like some eggs, like, he'll be in the bathroom the entire time. So he's like, it's probably best that I wasn't trying to make anybody bad on not being there. He's like, but I was watching Bear. I was like, man, if you'd have had one egg, we wouldn't have seen you for another 7 days, But we did that. And then, but Kara had to do her thing with her boyfriend's family this year.
Did they come over?
They came over for breakfast and had breakfast. His middle daughter and youngest daughter was there. His older daughter was doing her thing with her boyfriend. Right. So that we're actually, tomorrow night, we're doing an Italian feast type deal. And they're coming back and we're going to eat here. So
Gotcha.
That's We're cool. pretty informal on like our stuff. Like mom's always been the one to just be like, yeah, y'all, if y'all need to go somewhere and do your thing, we'll rendezvous. We'll do it the weekend before Christmas or the weekend after. Like she's lenient. So
yeah. So the one thing, the last weekend, last Sunday, Chelsea's mom's parents came down and they got the girls' headboards, got Raylan a new bed. They did new curtains, rugs, like spiced up their room, and then. Still got them a bunch of crap, and I get it, they're the only grandkids, but it kind of takes the, for me, growing up with two sisters, we got like one big gift and then a bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
And it's just like, I look at my girls and I'm like, yeah, you are getting all this, but then it's like, when I'm carrying it in, I even looked at them up at her grandma's, and I'm like, what do we do? I said it at the end, I'm like, what are we doing? Like, if I have to have two vehicles to get all the gifts home,
that's way too much.
It's way, and like,
so there's got to be a limit at some
Raylan's
point.
Raylan got like six Barbies, but she has 15 in the toy room that she doesn't even play with. And you know, they all try to justify it. I'm like, you're not going to justify this to me. It's like, at what point do we stop? Like, if you want to spend that much money, give me their money and I'll put it in their CD. And I promise you it goes in there. I said the same thing
to GT when we were sitting there at breakfast. I was like, eventually this is going to have to just like turn into like, can we start a college fund? Like, yeah. All that stuff she just opened. Granted, now she's excited, and the kids love to open it.
Yeah, they don't mean.
But once they open it and it hits the ground and it goes in a bin or it goes up, they forget that they even have that sucker.
So, my upstairs in that toy room in the house. I mean, they got an air hockey machine table. And it's like, and then the walls are lined. And I was like, hey, y'all realize she's got a Barbie house and a Barbie car and all that. They bought her this Barbie airplane. I'm like, y'all realize she don't play with that Barbie house that she's had for 5 years. Well, it's upstairs. I'm like, guess where toy room is? So,
yeah, what are we going to do? Put it right here in the middle. We're going to put this Barbie house right in the middle.
And
of
I
the
think that's one thing we could talk about if any of our listeners are on here. If you got kids, it's one thing to make them happy.
Yes.
We gotta start making them appreciative.
Very much so.
And let's spend that money elsewhere. Let's not feel bad that they only got.
We're setting the bar way too high.
And that's my wife and her family's rebuttal when I say something, because I tell them, it's like, this is not. It's fun to watch them. It's not enjoyable because I know the end result. Yeah.
And they don't have to deal with the stuff once they walk out of that house.
Yeah, and I always tell them, I'm like, you know, it's one thing to get them something, but they're like, well, we've always had big Christmases, and I'm like. Okay, let's turn it back, because my oldest daughter she's already got an iPad, but she wants something to start being able to text on. So she got an iPod.
Oh, yeah.
She don't care about anything else, because now she's got the iPad.
Yep.
And now she's got an iPod where she can text us.
Oh.
She don't care.
No, and all the other gifts that she got is null and void, because yeah. That's the one. Like, why couldn't? And it goes back to how we grew up. You got one big gift
and a bunch of bullshit.
And you got some like VHS or like your stocking stuffer.
Yep.
But you got that one big gift, and that's what you when you got that.
That's
you got
what that you thing, wanted. Exactly,
That was the home run, and you were smitten by that.
Yep. And now it's like, so, and I've told them, and it does me no good. I still make comments, and I'm like, and I, for our listeners out there, Kurt, our only listener, and I think Kurt's on the same page. I've talked to him, and I'm not going to bash anybody. So it's just like, at some point, we got to look back and say, let's not go hog wild. Let's make our kids happy. Let's make them appreciate it, and they don't need 15,000 things.
Or, have you noticed with this? This is what I've noticed as a now being an adult. The quality of stuff that these kids are getting now, it's almost like, to me, it's like it's cheapened the meaning of Christmas, because it's so much stuff.
Yep.
That like none of it's going to, like, you know, I got up in that attic right there, I got like old like wrestling figures and stuff that could probably survive a nuclear holocaust.
Yep.
But these like Barbies that I'm seeing and like these LOL dolls and stuff like that.
LOL
like,
is the biggest scam.
It's I'm like, are we going to salvage this stuff and give it to their kids?
Do you know what Orbeez are?
No. They're
these little balls. They almost look like little tiny paintballs. I don't know the point of them. So somebody got one of my daughters an Orbeez kit. And last night they were screaming. They're like, hey, you know, we made our Orbeez. We made our Orbeez. I guess you put them in water. I don't know. I wasn't upstairs. But all I hear is Chelsea going, all those better be picked up. So Raylan comes down. She's got these big toes. She's like, look at all these Orbeez. And I'm like, all right. And she's like, we need more. We need another container. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do with those? She's like, oh, they're just Orbeez. So they're just little tiny, like little squishy balls that I don't know what the point I'm
in. That's the thing about LOL dolls is once they open that bowl and they throw that plastic thing away, the novelty's gone.
Yeah.
The whole point of the toy was to open it up to see what you got. And then once you get it, you throw it away. You're like, I'm not playing with that anymore. Because they're so small, there's nothing you can do with those things.
Yep.
I've tried to change the outfits on those things. It takes me like 25 minutes to like manipulate the arm to put on their new outfit. And then by the time I do it and hand it back to Ev, she's like, on to the next thing.
And I told Chelsea, like, I'm not the most people person and everything, but we had a good time with all family. There was no issues. But I told her, I was like, we're taking the meaning out of Christmas to me because she did so much shopping. She's like, and I got to go back out. And I'm like, all right, this is just to the point where it's stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
This whole shopping is stupid. Why can't we just have a good time and enjoy each other's company? Like, let's go talk. Like, we went up there. I got everybody $20 worth of lottery tickets, and they thought that was they all enjoy that. And I'm like, let's just go up there and laugh and eat dinner, hang out for a couple hours, this and that. And leave. We don't.
That is the true meaning of Christmas in my estimation. And I think if I'm going to evolve to where, as a parent, like if I can bring anything to the family dynamic, I feel as though we got to get away from the consumerism, and we got to get to like the level of like you just said, appreciation of like the time in which you get to spend with all the people that mean the most to you.
Let's just have a good time.
And to me, I think the people that are getting it right are the people that like they decide like you get the Bells. Will told me this and what him and Kelsey do. They get something that they want. They get something that they need. And then there was another component of that. So they get like three gifts. And then those three gifts, like, that's it.
Yep.
You're cut. You're done. And if I could implement that, and plus, like, let's say it's a destination Christmas. Like, you guys are going to Tennessee in a couple weeks, weekends. And if I could get everybody on board to where we could go somewhere and just, like, hang out and get away from, like, all the gift giving and spend our money on just, like, being stuck in the same spot and just conversing and enjoying everybody. That's, to me, that's what the evolution of Christmas needs to become.
Yep, and that's what I told Chester. We did real good on each other.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pair of basketball shorts, a dry fit shirt, and a king size bed that I didn't know. And then I got the king size bed, which I didn't care. I'm going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I go up to her grandma looked at me and she was like, that headboard for your bed, we bought it. And I was like, wow, first of all, I didn't know I was getting a headboard. I was like, and two, I was joking with them, and I think they took it serious. I was like, I didn't ask for a headboard. I said, I've never had a headboard in my life. I want a headboard. I was like, I'd rather have something else. She's like, well, your wife. And I was like, but it's not Chelsea's present. It gets back to the joint
gift.
They said, Chelsea was like, well, hey, for our joint. And I looked at all of them. I said, I ain't asked for a joint present. I said, y'all didn't ask me what I wanted. I said, you all asked her what she wanted.
And then she
said,
it's
a joint. I said,
now it's your gift.
And that's what I told them. I said, I don't want that. I said, I didn't ask for it. And they were like trying to defend it. I was joking. I don't care, whatever. But I was like, don't joint me in nothing because I didn't ask for it. That's not a joint.
If I remember right, my Christmas, the time spent opening gifts, I remember it was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes and out. And this one, like, I looked at GT, I was like, we're still going?
Yeah.
They're still opening stuff?
Well, my downfall is, and I'm not for sure how it lays on yours, my daughters are the only two grandkids left.
Mm.
So they're it. I mean, we got to appease them, and they're high on the hog, and I'm just like, y'all have no idea.
They've set the bar, man. The bar's way too high.
So, that's that. All in all, though, everything went great, and that's one thing, like I said, I wish we could do with Christmas different. Let's spend time with our family. Let's have, and even if there's issues, let's put that past for the day. Let's
put the devices down. Yeah, and let's just
watch
talk.
TV, talk, have laugh, whatever. You know, Chelsea's grandparents, they're leaving before the 12th. They got to get down to Florida. That's their vacation home in the winter, and they were pumped about that, you know, and they were wanting. And I'm like, you know what? You know, this and that, and they're trying to, let's talk about that or whatever. Let's do that. Like, get out of
there. Where are they at in Florida? You know?
Yep. But I'm not going to tell you. So, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well,
it'll come to me. I'll tell you later. It's one of the big ones.
Okay.
Is it Sarasota, maybe, or something? I call it the old person's home. They got a camper, kind of like a single.
And that's what my grandparents did.
Single trailer, mm-hmm. A small one, but then they kind of add onto it, made a screened-in porch, and then they're in the old. I call it the old folks' community because it's like nobody lives down there permanent. Everybody migrates down there in January, and everybody leaves in May. And
that's what my grandparents
same group
did.
Of people. They know everybody. Yeah. And it's like, oh, we played cards all evening.
There's a little pond down there, and they walk around the community.
And their son lives down there, so they spend half the year up here, and then they go down there, and they get to spend the half of the year with him. So, you know, it's good for them. They're happy.
That's cool.
And so at Christmas, like I said, though, all in all, good. Can't complain. I got Chelsea a Roomba sweeper and some pans. She wants some cookie sheets. But I told her, I was like, you either tell me what you want or I'm not getting it. Like, I'm not going to surprise you.
Me and Taylor didn't even exchange gifts.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, I said, don't spend a bunch on me. I said, because I'm telling you what, you've asked me for three things. I got you two of them, and I didn't go all out. Because she was like, when she got the Roomba, she was like, did you get me the self-docking one? I was like, no, it was $1,000. I was like, that self-docking sucker was $1,000.
My sister got an iRobot or whatever that thing is, and I'm like, I hear you. Yeah. And I messed with my mom. I was like, Mom, is that the one that, like, mops the floors too? Because I guess there's one that, like, shoots out water and, like, mops it up. I'm like, I was like, QVC must not have been running a special. Not the latest.
You know what, though? And I guess it could possibly be my fault, whatever. It's, I always enjoy Christmas of getting random texts from people that I don't talk to saying, hey, Merry Christmas. I felt like I should have sent Jim one, and I didn't.
Oh, yeah, we did. I didn't either.
I didn't. And I usually do that. I like getting those.
Wonder where Jim was at. Wonder if he went to his brothers.
Brothers or something.
Over in Beckley. Or no, his sister lives in Beckley.
Yeah, and I think his brother lives down there. One of them lives there, and one of them lives
in Akron, right?
Yeah. So should have did that.
Hell, Merry Christmas, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, if you ever listen. Merry Christmas, my bad. So what are we going to do? Segue in that?
Well,
are we done with Christmas? Or
we're done. We can move on from Christmas.
Let's talk about my new hobby.
Hit me.
Robinhood app. We don't have to spend a whole segue.
Investment.
I'm doing investment on my own. I'm not telling anybody to go do, because I really don't have a clue. I'm doing. I'm learning. But I think a big picture here. Let's talk about money for a minute. I want to try to encourage people to start to look at money, man. I want people to start actually look. I'm not the Dave Ramsey. I'm not bitching at people about that. But he is a special human being. I want to start getting people to actually look at what's going on. And my biggest thing is, too many people our age are in their middle of their career. We were talking about, you know, we only got a couple years for our movement, and then we're stuck.
You're locked. Lock, stock, and
I want to start telling people that you got to start saving at some point. And I'm not saying, you know, save millions, but we got to start. I feel like people around us need to, and not just people around us that we know, but just people all over the world, we got to start looking to stop banking on Social Security. I think it'll be there. I really do think Social Security will be there. But, you know, if you don't have a job that don't have an IRA or a 401 or you're not doing anything, it's like, I think the max at Social Security right now is like $1,500. It's like, do you really want to work until you're 80 and then give it up and then say, shit, I'm getting $1,500 a month? Because realistically, they say you won't need as much because you don't have a house and stuff. But it's like, people are financing cars for 8-9 years now, and then your house payment, you're getting 30 years, and then, you know, you're 15 years in, you go refinance it. So you're still going to have that shit.
Yeah, if I could suggest anything, it would be to basically sit. There's levels in which you should probably be reaching adulthood when it comes to money. And to me, if you have any debts besides your house payment, you should wipe those then move on to getting some sort of like 3 month to 6 month. This is a Dave Ramsey approach somewhat. 3 months to 6 months of a savings income in case you were to lose your job. And then, or also possibly pay down debt if you were to go out and make a big purchase, yep. i.e. like car payment or
big
whatever.
Big down payment, yep.
Yep. And then move from that into what you just, you brought this topic up on, was Robinhood, like, and investing like in a Roth or a 401k or yeah. stuff like that.
I just want people to realize that when you do retire, like, so I got, my job has a retirement. So when I retire, hopefully I have my retirement, I have my Roth IRA, and I have Social Security. I got three incomes. And right. like, you worked all, you've busted your ass all your life to retire. Well, have some money to do it.
Yeah.
Don't just say, well, shit, I can't retire because I don't have nothing. And I, if you look at the stats, I don't know this. I'm not a, I just read, and I'm the internet reader. I only read what goes, pertains to me. I don't venture off too far. I read some stuff, but if I'm like, you know, and I just want people to like, you know, you don't have to save a lot, but save something. Something is better than nothing. So,
yeah. I don't know. Kids, get your money right.
Kids. And like I said, you know, we could talk about, we could have a whole segue of opinions of money and college and all that. But whatever, I just want to list our listeners out there to set some money back. Look at investments.
Yeah, don't spend it all on Christmas, kids.
Yeah, yeah. Take that money and put it in a CD that doesn't give you nothing, but, you know.
Enjoy it. So the grand scheme of things for this podcast, you asked me what we were going to talk about. I had looked up some conversational questions and things like that, and I read through them. And I
you
got
were
it.
Delaying today.
I got into them, and I was just like, you know what? Maybe this is a good podcast and where we reflect on 2019. And we think back to like the highlights of 2019 for myself, for you, maybe even joint, and we can bring it back into the topic that we were just discussing. Like financially wise, 2019 was a good year for the Flanagans. Like we're on track, everything's good.
Yep.
And like the highlights of 2019 were probably for me, being able to take the trips that we took and not have to worry. Like I paid for Vegas back in when we booked that trip. I paid for Vegas back in June or July, and like had money on top of that because of the grass cutting thing, and that was cool. Didn't have to worry about like saving all the way up to December. It was basically like, boom, here's the payment. Done. Gonna enjoy that.
Now I'm just waiting.
Exactly. Yep. And then we got to go to Myrtle Beach for fairly cheap, and got to take my mom down and my sister down and stay at her grandparents' place in Ocean Lakes, and that was really nice. And you know, all that being basically full circle on what you just said, like, you know, being financially stable and being able to enjoy that money and do things that you want to do. And not stress is a very key component in life when life's already stressful enough, especially raising kids and like, you know, things pop up. Being married, you know, new, you know, you and I both were 32, just turned 32 this year. Both of us in good health, haven't had anything happen to us in that aspect. And all that, like 2019 was a good year, man. Yep. Like, and that's what I wanted to come on and, you know, highlight. And I didn't know how you felt about 2019. Obviously, you got your house built.
House built, got a raise at work. Actually, I got two raises at work, so that helped. I paid my truck off way early, and that's another thing I wanted to tell people is, and I'm not a money guru, I paid my truck off early, way early than what it was.
I remember you and I both texting about that. Like we were both just you're like, yeah, I got the truck payment, and then I don't know if I want to pay it off, but I do want to pay it off.
But I had those options
exactly, and we would sit there and talk about it, and you kept bringing it up, and then I'd come back with mine, and I was like, you know what,
fuck it, let's do it.
F this Mazda payment, and boom, blew it out the water, and then it was probably maybe a couple weeks after that, you're like, ah, truck's gone. I was like, oh, yeah, man, that's cool. Just sit, and that's a cool accomplishment for you, me and you, just sitting there being able to, one, we were working,
Yeah, and I don't want to go too far into that, but it was like of different things of working, but we busted our ass. And there was ways we busted our ass. I mean, we fucking humped. And when now it's like I paid that truck off. I save that money, but I still make the truck payment to this day. But right. I make it to myself.
Right.
To my savings. Right. And then it's like when, like you said, Vegas came up, it was like, oh, well, there's 4 months of my truck payment that I was paying month. Anyways.
Yeah.
That took to Vegas, and I didn't care if I blew it because it was like I busted my ass
right.
for 8 months for that.
Right.
And I had a good time.
Yeah, man. That was a really, really good trip to end the year.
And then, you know, Chelsea was like, you know, we did some stuff with the girls. I forget exactly what we did vacation-wise. But Chelsea was like, hey, we need to plan a trip in the winter and to give the girls something to do. And I was like, hey, let's get should somebody brought up Tennessee. And I was like, we got it. Because the money, my truck payment that I'm paying myself paid for this trip coming up. And I was like, let's go. We got right. it. And my wife makes good money, and I wish she was as frugal as I was just for a year, and she would see the difference. It's a battle, and it's nothing I'm ever going to win. We're on two different spectrums, which in life I get. So you couples out there, don't fight over money. It's stupid.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough. Me and my wife still do it, but it's tough. It's stupid. It gets us nowhere. Yeah. Let's talk about – so we're going, I'm going to venture off of that to a conversation I had with my wife last night since we're talking about money.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the living room, and she looks over at me, and I'm sitting in the chair, and she says, what do you think about dining – or a table in the living room? I was like,
coffee table?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want it. I said, you're just going to clutter up the house, and I think it's stupid. Oh, with that, man, well, you're in bed, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just the conversation ended negatively, downhill, all that. So we're laying in bed last night, and she said something to me, and I was like, you know, she said something. I said, about the table. And she was like, yeah, she just started dogging me. And I said, that's the thing. I said, that you need to work on. I said, we've talked about it in the podcast, and we're going to talk about it again. You asked me my opinion. I gave you my honest opinion. You didn't like it, so now I'm a dick. Mm. You asked me if we should get a coffee table. I said no. You want a coffee table. I said no. You didn't like that. I said no. So then you just go again. Instead of just, why even ask?
Just go buy a coffee table and put it in the middle
of the room. Yeah, and listen to me bitch about it for a couple days, and then we'll move
and
on.
And we'll move on.
Yeah, but you asked me for my opinion. I gave you an honest opinion. Back to our communication thing.
Yep.
You didn't like my opinion, so why not? Why ask it? Because you already knew what I was going to say. You already knew. I don't want a fucking coffee table. If I wanted a coffee table, I'd have brought it up. I don't want a coffee table.
We don't think like that. Yeah, we're not out to make the. We're not big decor guys. I'm definitely not.
I'm gonna do this again for the mic. It's my little Wayne light.
Oh, Bill wanted me to remind. Bill wanted me to bring something up from the last podcast.
Bill, listen. Hey, good job, Billy.
And
long Bill, time
Bill,
no see.
Bill said. Bill goes. I think you made a comment about your buddy Brick that you met outside the CVS.
Brick Jr.
Yeah, and you. I think we both said that we didn't. That name wasn't like.
We never knew a guy named Brick.
Well, Bill wanted me to pass on the information that there is a famous Brick. The guy who played it is Steve Carell in The
Office?
No. Oh, God, I'm blanking on the movie.
Tell me later.
The Anchorman. Anchorman movie, Steve Carell's name is Brick.
Okay.
So there is a famous Brick. There is a more famous Brick out there than the one you met at CVS. Right,
well, back to our very first podcast, or second podcast, I said we will stay corrected. I'll give Bill that. Bill, thanks for putting that out.
Bill put that out there and wanted us to know.
All right, yeah. Hey, so where's Billy coming in? I ain't seen Billy in a long time.
Well, Bill had a good 2019, had his first son, William Jr.,
Willie J.
And they're living high on the hog up there in Virginia. So he might not venture down here, you know, obviously anytime soon. But I'm going to try to get up there to go see him.
Good.
So
Bill, you got my best regards, buddy.
Bill's doing well.
One time they see.
Yeah. So year in review. I mean, another highlight of 2019 is this podcast started. Yeah. this podcast started, got off the ground. You and I both have had this discussion in personal texts where we've said this meeting is a good meeting to just to have conversations about anything and everything and get the things off our chest that we need to get off, and that's been a highlight.
What else did we do in 19?
Businesses are booming. You know, you got all these little old ladies that you still keep and taking care of, and
we did some leave cleanup.
Yep.
And hell, I think my latest I've ever did was Thanksgiving week. I did some leave cleanup, just some little yard cleanup for ladies. Hell, we blew off 2 yards the other day in December, the day before, 2 days before Christmas.
And what's her name said we would probably be back because hers hadn't even fully fallen off. She was just wanting it done.
Let me just tell these people out there, and like I said, I won't get into it much, but if you're struggling for a dollar, get off your ass and make it. It's out there. It's not something you don't want to. You're not going to find anything you want to do, or you wouldn't be struggling for the dollar, I feel like. But if you're struggling and you don't, there's money out there. You go ask somebody if you could shovel their snow.
There's always somebody.
Flower bed.
There's always somebody in the neighborhood that doesn't want to do the work.
I mean, what was that? We went to a house this year. I got a call from a woman whose front yard is red mulch. Well, we put down like 30 bags of red mulch. We got paid to put down 30 bags of red mulch because she couldn't find nobody to deliver and lay down 30 bags of red mulch.
Pretty easy.
People, the money's out there. Hustle. Do something.
Go get it, son.
Do something.
Go get it.
I'm trying to think of what else we did in 19.
I
look back. I spent some time in the woods hunting deer. I had a good time on my trail camera just seeing what was out there. Didn't shoot anything, but got some peace and quiet.
We had a lot of soirees, just that was, to me, the beauty of the summer was just like, working hard Saturday morning, and then by the time we got done, let's say we got done around 1 or 2, and it was me, you, and I remember there was one Saturday, it was me, you, and Jared, and
got done early.
Got done early. Started smashing reds, and like just, and then that
turned into a cookout.
Started having hamburgers and hot dogs, hung out, all the kids are running around the house, and enjoying that time together. That was fun. I mean, we had a lot of good soirees where just got to kick it and talk shit, and that was a lot of fun. Yep.
I feel like, 2019's over, and I can't, recall a lot of what I did. I feel like it just moved so fast, and everybody always says time goes by fast. Yeah, it does. I don't know, man.
We woke up.
I mean, you got kids.
I mean, that the accomplishment that you guys did with the house was just, to me, was remarkable, man. That
6 months and building the house and the stress and everything you go through, it's fucking wild.
So, yeah, but it's a beautiful place, man. You got a really nice home up there and get to enjoy that now, and the kids get to enjoy it. And, hell, we've had parties up there and talk shit up there, and that'll continue. But...
So now we got 2019.
Now we're going into 2020, and another decade down, another 10 years down. It's like, God, man. You texted me last night and was like, hey, I was doing some diving on Facebook and was looking for...
I was doing some creeping mode.
Looking for a guy that did us right over back in our 20s.
Bill, if you listen to this, remember Mike... Guthrie, I'll drop his name. I don't care. He always did us the bartender at the tank. Would only let us run tabs there and cook for us.
Oh man,
I did some creeping on him, Mike. If you ever stumble across this, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, man, did us right over there.
Ran across him on Facebook, and it was just funny. I start creeping back on him, and it was just like, all right, I see he's in a picture with this girl and 2 kids, and I'm like, well, I know that one kid's not his because he was too old. So I go back and I was like, I texted you. I was like, man, I got all the way back to like 2015 on his page, and he's in Virginia with this girl, and here we are 5 years later. And it's like, I felt like I was just drinking at the tank with Mike yesterday, and hell, I ain't seen the guy in 5 years at least.
At least.
And I'm like, shit, man, where is
Then you time just said, gone? Where is the time gone, man?
Yes.
I like that. Those days, man, Those weekends just felt like they just went back. They were like warp speed, man. Like, yeah. So it was just weekend after week, like Friday, Saturday. What are you doing?
Drinking.
I guess we're going to the tank. All right, well, that's where we'll end up. Yeah. We'll be over there in a minute. Yeah. That's where all this started.
And then, you know, my wife and everything.
That's where it all started, dude.
Billy, you'll remember this, the Power Park. Yeah. We'd go up there and drink for, those were good times. Man. A dollar beer, a dollar to get it. So $15, you were set for the night.
Dude, and then we would go into that. It wasn't the Italian joint. It was like the knockoff stadium / restaurant. Yeah. But we would go into that bar and just get, yep, shellacked, ordered purple lobsters.
Purple lobsters, goddamn. Purple lobsters.
Purple lobsters. I don't know why. We were on a kick with that. What was it, Everglow?
What was those called?
Everglow, Crown, and like...
What was the Everglow thing? Fight Club.
Yeah, the Fight Club.
God, that was fucking nasty.
Oh, dude, we used to pound those shots like it was going out of style. Now we've graduated since... Hams put his stamp on everything. Now every time we order a shot, it's Fireball. That cinnamon whiskey, dude. Oh man.
So my plans for 2019, I'm pretty set with my job, so that's not going to change.
2020,
my
man.
Yeah,
where you going? Where you
I'm gonna do this thing. I'm thinking about starting it this weekend. I'm gonna try to eat better, and I'm gonna weigh in tomorrow. I'm going to keep a track. I'm going to cut back on the pop, which I've already have been. But today I did shit. Went to Nitro Geno's for lunch.
Mm.
Did you know they had a buffet there?
Do they really?
Yeah.
Pizza buffet?
Yeah. Shit, but
really?
$9. I wouldn't recommend it. But
yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So they, the couple
months. I knew that they, Tudor's is 24/7 there, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I knew that about that.
We got a gift card for Tudor's, and a couple of my coworkers like, oh, we're going to burn our gift cards. I was like, all right. And I walked in. I was like, damn, Geno's has got a buffet. I'm eating it.
Yeah.
So I ate shit today, but I told Chelsea, I was like, so tomorrow I think I'm going to start. If I do a pop, it's going to be like one Coke Zero a day.
Mm.
I'm going to get my 10,000 steps in at least, and I'm going to make my ass get up and do it. So sometimes it's like I'm at 8, and I'm like, fuck it, that's good enough. Not anymore. So we're doing the steps. I'm going to eat healthier, or at least cut back on the shit. I'm going to try that for at least a solid month. Just see how it goes, and hopefully I continue. I ain't trying to lose 100 pounds. I'm just trying to be better.
Just feel better.
Feel better, yeah. So I got the tools, and the tools are easy. It's your mind. I mean, you've preached that to me.
Oh, yeah, it's the mindset.
So it's the mind, and then you get around people, it's like, well, hell, it ain't going to hurt this one.
80-20. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time you should probably be eating, you know, lean protein, vegetables, yep, some fruit. And the biggest thing is looking at the back of, like, and I picked this up from a guy named Lane Norton, like, and I've seen, like, charts on Instagram where, like, they show you, like, a standard, like, Snickers bar that you would buy at, like, any Go-Mart. You basically, you look on the back of it, it's like 220 calories. If you look at some of those, like, trail mixes, like the standard, like, trail mix that's got, like, some sunflower kernels and some nuts and a little bit of chocolate.
Yeah.
That's 222. So, like, you got to weigh your options. Like, is it more value to eat what you want or eat the thing that you think's healthier for you?
And it's really not.
It's the same thing. It's just, how does your mind perceive it? Because if you really want that Snickers bar, smash that Snickers bar and dump the peanuts and the snack trail mix, because the snack trail mix ain't really doing anything for your calorie count.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're really doing well, in my opinion, 2,300 calories a day is probably the gold standard in which. And then if you, like, let's say you go have a Saturday in which where you, like, you pound out, like, we have Husson's Pizza, and you bang out like 6 slices.
Fuck,
you get up
God
there. had that last night. You get up to like 3,500 calories that day. Well, you know what? Just cut back the next 4 days. Get back to the 2,300 mark. You know what I mean?
Well, that's my thing too. Is I got this Fitbit watch, and I can track my shit, and it's like, they suggest 10,000 steps. I think it's, I don't know how many, if that's good or bad, or if I should.
Yeah, I don't even know how many miles or what that equivalent.
I think.
like what
that. Well, I'll look it up. I'll do some research while I got my phone here. But my thing is, it holds me accountable. So I got to get those steps in one way or another.
And that does something for the mindset.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, get up and get moving. And I do the craziest walks. Like if I got to go, when I go home after work, I usually average about 5,000 steps at work. And I'm like, all right, I got to. So I know it's going to get dark and cold.
Yeah.
So when I get off and I go down to get the girls, I walk the grandparents' road and I'll hit driveway. I walk up people's driveways and shit and walk back down. And I'm like, I don't give a shit what I do. I just got to get the steps.
Yeah.
So yesterday I got 10,278 steps in.
Right.
And that was 4.7 miles.
Damn.
Burned 3,400 calories. And so that was that.
There you go.
So
I didn't expect it to be that much on the mileage.
Yeah, well, I mean, according to Fitbit,
I get a lot of that work, man.
So
walking all the time.
Wednesday I did 6,300. I got 2.94 miles. So it's like, you know, that's just, it's something, you know. I'm not a health guru, and I'm not even going to try to act like I am. I just feel like I see it in older people. Stuff, it's like
it's more important now than it's ever been.
Get the fuck up and move.
Yeah, it's been, it's now more important than ever, especially for your mental.
Yep.
Yeah, burn doing something so your mind isn't.
And a lot of times, like last night, I was down to like six. I was up to like 6,000 steps. I was like, I told Chelsea it was like 7 o'clock. I was like, she's like, I'm out. I was like, I'm going to get my steps. I was like, I'm going down the hill. And I'm going to walk Woodland Drive. She's like, well, it's dark. And I was like, yeah, but I'm going to do it. And then she was like, get the dog. So I was like, all right, with that, I can go up, back up the steep hill, down the hill, get her around. So, but hell, I called our buddy Kurt, talked to him for 10 minutes, said, hey, man, I was just checking in on you, whatever. I got my 10,000 steps in, didn't even know, because I was just blabbing my mouth or listening to him.
Yeah.
Still good. Got the steps in, so.
I guess for me, personal goal is similar to that would be I think in my mind I'm going to try to get into like running. Ugh. Because I think it's an easy thing to do when it's cold, because you just basically get the body temp up and just start just moving your feet.
Are you going to join Doug Craig? I'll send you this number.
I wish I had that
Copperhead Trail Runner.
That's probably the best way to run. Then you're not beating yourself on that concrete and your joints aren't getting crushed. But I gotta start somewhere, and I gotta start slow. I just can't come out of the gate at 6 miles, 7 miles like that dude does.
I don't even think they do that. I think they do like 8 minimum.
Dude, that's crazy.
And that's before the birds even, like, they're up at 5 and they knock it out, and we see Doug on a Saturday like 8.
And I've never seen Doug like frowning. He's always got like this like smirkish like smile.
You see
and
Doug at like 8 o'clock on Saturday, like, what's up, man? He's like, oh, I just got done running. How many did you do? Ah, 11. I'm like, Doug, you're 65 years old.
And that's what it's all about.
He ripped out 11 miles and still does triathlons. I'm like, good for you, Doug.
That is good.
My famous line to Doug is when he tells me how much he's ran, I'm like, we'll run one for me next time. So I call him my grandfather, my wife's grandfather. I guess my grandfather by marriage. 80 some years old, and we live on a steep hill, and I've seen him. He goes like every weekend to Eleanor Park and walks around it. If he's feeling good, I've come home and he's walking up and down my hill, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta get my workout in. I'm like, 80 some years old, he's a health nut. I mean, he watches what he eats. He only eats certain times. No, if he gets
that's another thing. Like if you. I've heard the key to some success on like weight loss is like you don't have to eat three meals a day. Like if you go ham on like one meal, hell, take the next two off. You'll survive it. You're not going to freaking fall over dead. You're just gonna once you pass that like pain threshold of like, man, I'm really starving. I'm starving. Then once you get past that, like your brain shuts off. Your body's like, I'm good now. Yep. Like, a lot of people do that fasting thing, man, and they really...
The last couple nights I've seen is I've quit eating like it. I'll eat when I get home, and I'll try to stop at, like, 5. But, man, when I get up that next morning, I am, like...
famished.
Feed me something. So, I don't know. It's going to be trial and error. I'll keep updated. If we do a podcast a week, I'm going to keep a log in my notes of, like, all right, this day I had one pop or... you know, whatever, and I'm gonna do it. What's a 12-ounce can? So, My more or less for the pop issue is my headache. Like, I have that withdrawal. Mm. So if I can get up in the morning, bang out like a half of one,
yep,
I'm good the rest of the day. Mm.
That's so. Another one for me would be piling on top of getting in back in a little bit of movement running would be I'm going to try to maybe do like a book a month.
Ooh.
Start reading.
I need to get off my phone and read.
That's the thing is that
God, I watch too much YouTube.
Exactly. My thing is like I was talking to Taylor about this the other day, and the company that I support with supplements is on it, and they did like a social media fast for like a week.
Yep.
Where they went in, all the employees went in and deleted all the apps off their phone. Ooh. I was like, man, if I could delete Safari off of my phone,
yep,
where I can't get, I have no YouTube access. That would be great for me because I spend so much time, yeah, watching videos, man.
I don't even watch, like I've told you and Taylor and them when we talk, it's like I get on YouTube and I'm watching this guy in Minnesota called Millennial Farmer. Like this guy is a 10th generation farmer. I think he's in Ohio, and I'm like, I know how to milk cows and when to plant corn and harvest it and how they rotate it into hoppers, and I'm like, and what, never in my life am I going to be a milk farmer or a farmer in Minnesota. And I'm like, well, why am I watching this shit?
I think the same thing on certain videos that I'm watching. Now, there are a lot of videos that I enjoy to watch. But, like, if I could cut, like, half of my time off of YouTube and spend it reading a book,
yep,
that's got to be way more beneficial. And if I'm suggesting anything to myself and then also anybody that's listening and that would even consider doing what I'm about to do with this book reading thing would be, if you can find the books that you want to read that, yep, that literally engross you. And Rogan's been talking about this. He had this guy on named S.C. Gwynn, and he's a historian that wrote about the cowboy days, yeah, and or when the early settlers came over, and he was talking about like the wars between the settlers and the Comanches, and like just hearing his enthusiasm about the stories that he's reading, and he said there was this one excerpt where this guy wanted to have this settler wanted to have sex with this Comanche's wife, and what he did was they had this like famous battle. And he cut two of his fingers off in battle. Like, I don't know how he did it, but he did it. And then, like, he ended up getting the best of this guy. And what he did was, when he killed him, he cut his heart out and ate it. And it was like the symbolism of, like, hey, I just ate your husband's heart. Now you're with me. And snatched the girl up. And damn, then she went with him. And I'm like, dude, if I'd have been reading that book, I think it's something called the Horizon Sun or something like that. But if I could read books like that where like there's this like gripping story of like how ruthless people were back then, yeah, and how easy it is now to live in this age that we're in, and to know that like that's what all this was built on.
Right.
That would be like a book that you would just like, you wouldn't be able to put down.
So speaking of reading books, my dad comes home from work, watches TV, and this guy still goes to the library when he's got access to the internet. And he just reads. I don't even ask him what they are. I mean, they're just books. And I'm like,
and he's just reading and reading and reading.
And he'll put it down, or he might get bored of that book and he'll start a new one. And
so he's probably got like three or four open at a time.
Yeah, but then it's like, he's like, oh, I got to take these books back to, or he'll tell somebody's like, oh, are y'all going by the library? Can you throw this in there? And I'm like, damn, man. Like, he's like, yeah, it's a good book. I'm like, it's like 15,000 pages. Like, it's a thick-ass book.
And
like,
he just crushed it.
But he never says nothing about him.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like, I like to pick his brain.
Randy, yeah, oh, man, he's probably a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, that's why my dad's a man of few words, and that's what I've always told Chelsea. I was like, he might not say much, but if you ask him something, I take his word for it, because I've seen the books he reads and stuff. I'm like, you know, it's a guy, like, he doesn't say much, but when he does, it's like, you should listen.
Yeah,
he's like anybody else on politics. He sticks to his side, and there's no agreeing that your side's right. Your side's always right. So it's one thing we don't talk about, but it's like, you know, if you ask him about something about the Civil War or something, you know.
And then the last thing on my things to maybe try to accomplish in 2020 would be do something that I am not comfortable doing. So, like, get in some, maybe possibly, like, you and I have discussed this, like, if we run out of things to discuss, maybe possibly going and doing something out of our comfort zone, like taking a yoga class or, like, a jiu-jitsu class or, like, going to, like, a, you know, just something that, like, if we were to walk in the room and, like, who are these two guys and why, what are they doing here?
I want to take you, so it's coming up, well, it's not, it's going to be in season all year round. I'm going to get my hunting license again for 2020, but I want to take you coyote hunting because I've went a handful of times. I've never been successful. I mean, they're predators. So right. They're not, but I'm going to start going again, so I want to take you out to my mother-in-law's farm. It's 200 acres. We'll go, they got fields and then they got woods, and I just want to take you out there, set up a call, and we're just going to sit there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play these murder scene screaming sounds and just see if something comes in, try to shoot it. And if not, I'll take you, like, we can go walk, or we can just walk the farm.
Yeah.
And I just take you out and show you, like, man, like, this is what you do when you hunt. And it's not necessarily about killing something. It's just like, we're just sitting there and it's like
enjoying nature.
Yeah. And it's like,
you're the prey. Predators.
And that's my thing. It's like,
so there's an uneasy,
when you get walking in these woods and you're like, is there something fucking?
Yeah, there's something hunting me.
Is there a mountain man out here that's like, fuck this guy?
Yeah, pow.
So if you're interested in that, I'll take you out.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. And for sure,
we can take jokes if you want to. He'd go.
Yeah,
but it's one of those things. It's like when you're coyote hunting, we're just gonna be basically having a speaker out in the middle of the field with a remote playing predator calls, and I don't know if something's gonna come or not.
That'd be cool. So. Yeah, just stuff like that. Like I think it's good because it turns on different parts of your brain.
Yeah.
So like when you're not comfortable doing something, like, because we're both in this in life where you kind of set in your routines and like everything becomes more monotonous and like when we get up in the morning you got these certain, your brain sparked and you're thinking about certain things, but there's also, like, by the end of the day, it's just like, dude, did I just do the same thing for the past 7 days? And, like, why am I still doing over and over? And the dog days of winter are coming.
Yep.
You know, so, like, cabin fever's real. You get locked in the house. The kids are screaming. Your wife's coming home. She might be upset. Yeah, you're eating shit. Like, getting out of the house is very, very key into overall mental health.
I think that's a couple things I want to do in 19 is I'm still going to work on my budget, try to tinker with it a little bit. I want to read more in the stock market, just see what's out there. And then my wife has a test coming up in February. She finally scheduled for it to just get a letter behind her name for her job. And I've been really trying to encourage her. Hey, you're already doing the job. It's like you're just trying to get the letter and more pay. So it's like, if you get it, nothing changes except for your paycheck. That's what I'm trying to tell her. It's like, you're already doing it, and when you get it, you're not. They're not adding work to you. They're not going to call you a specialist. You just got the title.
Right.
So I'm going to work on encouraging her to do that, and.
That's a good goal in itself, is trying to be the best father you can be in 2020, trying to learn from mistakes that you made in the past with the kids, and then trying to be better as a husband with your wife. And there are times where I'm like, dude, why am I so upset about this or that? Why can't I let certain things go? Like, just trying to make life a little more enjoyable around the house, because I can be pretty much a bear on a lot of things.
I'm dreading the cabin fever, man. That's going to suck. It just gets so cold and ain't shit.
And the weather's been great.
We're getting spoiled.
Yeah. The weather's been great, man. It's been like 62.
It's supposed to be 70 Sunday. 70 right at January.
What is that about?
I don't know,
man,
if global warming is true or not, but something weird.
Well, we don't got to go. That's the thing is, like, man, we don't even have to go anywhere anymore now in freaking in December. Hopefully, February is freaking nice, too.
Yeah. Like, I'd say we're going to get – eventually, everybody's like, oh, this is going to be the – eventually, 1 year, we're going to get – we got that 1 year, like, 3 years ago. We got, like, 24 inches in 2 days. Like, we're going to get pounded with some snow eventually. It's inevitable. It's happening.
Yeah, but
– so. Yeah, but that's 2020, my goals. I'm just going to try to do the little things, clean up some stuff, and then deal with whatever life hands us. Because I've learned at this point in my life, I used to be a big planner, and I planned so far ahead in the future, it stressed my...
So, yeah. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not going to tell... Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. I don't know where it cut off, but I said that I used to plan so much ahead of time, and it stressed me out planning, like, a budget or this or that. And now I think I'm on 2020, I'm just going to try to, you know what, set some goals and just work at them. And if they happen or if time lapses, you know, just shit, I tried.
Let it roll off your fucking back.
I figure I'll get there. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I'll adjust then. So less stress. I cause myself a lot of stress. And
that is how do you de-stress your brain?
I talk to myself.
Yeah, but like, how do you get to a point where like you know, this to me, like for myself personally, like the same things like get in the Rolodex of my brain, and I feel like they just keep playing over and over and over and over
again.
You're
not alone.
And I'm like, dude, why am I so hell-bent on trying to control the things that make me the angriest when, like, I know how the end result, what's going to happen?
Yep.
I'm going to see the argument coming, and it's all based off of because I created the argument in my brain and then brought it to the forefront, and now I'm unleashing it on everyone that's in my, like, in my grasp. I'm like, you've got to let things go.
Yep.
And I wish there was like this magic pill you could take where you could just literally just pop it in your mouth and be like, I'm good now.
Xanax.
Besides that, not all those other symptoms that come along with that. Yeah, don't do that. Let's not get it on that level.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think 2020 is going to be a good year. I mean, shit's going to happen. You know, things are going to happen that you don't expect. And my thing is, you just got to work.
Do you think it's cliche that we talk about this stuff every life? Every year, like, this is like everybody's goal.
New year.
And then by the time you get to February, it's like poof, out the window.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot. I think a lot of people need, and that's what I try to, like, you know, hold myself accountable for. If I say something to you, it's just like, all these people have these things, and it's like they don't have confidence in themselves, or they just say it to be saying it. It's like, you don't mean that shit. I mean, you want it, but you really don't mean it.
It's putting the action to the thought.
Yep. It's like, and that's the, you know, social media, I think, has ruined that, because everybody always says that, and it's like, yeah, you ain't doing shit.
I'd rather broadcast what I'm trying to accomplish on this podcast to the 9 listeners that we have than I would get on social media and give a list of things so, like, 300 people that barely ever talk to me, let them know, like, oh, this is what I'm trying to accomplish in 2020.
My thing is, like, too, like, I'm not afraid of the criticism. If I say, like, hey, I'm going to try to cut this pop out and eat better, and then if I see you, like, so I see you once a week.
Yep.
And you see me come in here with a 2 liter or a 20 ounce of Mountain Dew, and you're like,
yo,
man, I thought you was cutting back on the pop. And I'm like, oh, I can't. And you're like, well, that, you know, I don't care if you talk shit about it. You called me out on it. Okay.
Well, I think you and I both have realized with our growing up is that, like, failure is the only way you get to, the goal that you're trying to reach. So, like, if you have a setback, for us, I think it's easier for us to be more transparent with the people that are around us. Be like, yeah, man, I'm drinking this 2 liter right now. But tomorrow, I'm going to get on my shit and get it back right.
Yeah.
Where other people take that failure and they snowball it into the next failure and the next failure and the next failure. And they don't even want to acknowledge that they failed. They just want to continue, oh, yeah, I'm screwing up. And then they just become one. It snowballs from there. Right. Like, that's what irks me the most is, like, if you can tell someone in it that you failed, you're really doing something to get to your goal.
Yep.
In my opinion.
I agree.
In my opinion, 100%. But,
so,
yeah, man, I'm like you. I look forward to 2020. I look forward to every year. I look forward to every day because I think, you know, in my situation, living where I live and the job that I have and my kids are healthy and, you know, my friends.
Could be worse.
My friends are great. I got the support system we have, I think, is top notch. I don't think a lot of people really. I've done an okay job at letting everyone in my life know like how important they are to me, and this whole thing only exists because I've been able to have great relationships.
Yep.
So like being able to sit down with you and chat for an hour and a half. On a weekly basis, over the past four times that we've done this, having a previous podcast with Jay, that was something to look forward to. Being able to communicate with friends from college, and you know them ask me how my kids are doing. Like Jay came in yesterday, he got to hang out with the kids. Like all of my life is a microcosm of having people around me that genuinely care about my well-being,
right,
and my kids' well-being, and like that's if I've evolved at all, if my life has gone the way I think it's gone, it's due to the fact that like I get to see people come in and interact with my kids now more than they do with me,
right,
and like when you guys come over with your kids or the Jobs come over with theirs. And then when I take my kids and go see my college friends or whatever, like, that's a great feeling, man. Like, I'm very, very thankful that 2019, I have healthy kids and I have people that are in my life that appreciate my kids. And, like, they understand, like, hey, you're a parent now.
Right.
And I want to see your kids and I want to see them do well. And, like, they think about them, they ask about them, and that keeps me going.
Right.
That's what it's all about for me now, man. It's just like, it's been an honor. It's been cool, and I'm very, very thankful that that's how
it's gone.
It's gone.
I agree.
So. But yeah, man. This podcast, it's only going to continue to grow.
We might be up to 10 listeners by the next one.
I hope that's another goal for 2020 is to continue to grow this thing and where we can invite people over and it can become another thing where we bring another voice into the conversation.
I got a guy itching.
And
I got a guy itching to get.
That was one of the gifts that I didn't mention earlier when we were talking about Christmas. I got Amazon gift cards and I'm probably maybe $100-$150 away from getting one of those H6 recorders to where we have four mics that can be live. I downloaded on an SD card, put it on the iMac and upload it up, and we're real close. And we're sitting here in my garage. Up above us is the old attic where you and I and a bunch of baseball guys got to play cards and stuff. And maybe that transforms into the new podcast studio where we get to come up and bullshit and have beers and, you know, smokes and just sit here and shoot the shit and talk. And that's another goal. That probably, if I'm adding anything to the list of 2020 things to do, 2020 is going to be fruitful in the fact that this podcast continues to have new voices and new ears and just keeps growing, man.
Yep, that's what I got. So I don't know, man. We're going to wrap it up. I know we passed that hour mark.
Yeah. I got to say, Anchor, as much as I'm thankful for your service, I really don't understand why You cut us off at the hour mark.
Do we need to do our plugs?
Yeah.
We got Karis Cut-Ups and Dunbar.
Yep.
We got Casey Eskew and her LuLaRoe. I think I told my wife about that, and she said I was pronouncing it wrong.
LuLaRoe,
whatever it is. Holler at Casey.
Yeah, Eskew, holler at Casey on Facebook.
And then what was our third one?
It was Anchor. That plays. I gotta redo that one. That was a little lackluster.
Spunk in it. Act like you care about this project. Shit. Fucking doll, man.
Yeah, raw dog. Yeah. So. But, yeah, man, that's it for this go-around, and we'll be back in probably a week. I'll probably have, instead of doing what I was thinking I was going to do on this podcast from earlier, I think we'll come back with a little more...
I'll
shoot you some questions and we'll answer those both, and then maybe possibly have a theme to it like we did with our communication podcast, and we'll go from there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here.
Appreciate it, fellas. Ladies, y'all take care. I hope everybody had a good Christmas, had a good New Year's. Hey, listen, don't drink and drive on New Year's. Y'all stay safe out there, and tip your Uber driver.
Yeah, tip the Ubers.
Peace.